one. Technique. You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
This texter says, want to see the Roughnecks, 2020 Roughnecks. What are the odds that's Big C and his
or Granato.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. What did he, what was his touchdown call? Roughnecks. Coach Middle Screen on Twitter says Reggie Bush getting his Heisman stripped from him. That's what I want back.
Wow.
I want Reggie Bush getting his Heisman stripped from him. The Prodigal on Twitter, I want fun All-Star Pro Bowl weekends back.
Do you?
I personally don't care, but I could see where somebody does. Like,
I mean, what did they do before with the Pro Bowl that was fun?
I would say
the 1 year was who's the defensive back?
Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor just annihilated everyone 1 year.
My favorite All-Star games were the baseball.
He blew up a punter, right.
Baseball are my favorites. Like, those are my favorites growing up. But I to me, nowadays, I don't really care that much about the All-Star games.
Caring about the NBA dunk contest? Like, as a kid, like, the NBA dunk contest was fun. Now
it's fine.
Now it's barely.
Because you used to get the real dunkers, the biggest names, to do it.
Not only that, but at the time, obviously, you hadn't run through as many options for dunks. Not only do you not have the big stars in it for the most part, but you also have the feeling of, well, they've done everything.
Could be the internet here again. Like, you can pull up dunk highlights that are better than those. Like, right. You couldn't get those anywhere else back in the day.
Right.
Like, you couldn't go to YouTube, best dunks ever, and then, like, they're better than what Vince Carter's doing. You can do that now and find a guy dunking better than Mac McClung, who's a G-leaguer.
Well, Gerald Green with the blowing the candle out on top of the rim.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, even Dwight, I think the same year, but Dwight Superman. Howard. There was a couple ones where he put the sticker up way up on the backboard.
That was a cool dunk.
Yeah. And there was didn't Blake Griffin jump over IKEA?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He drove over IKEA?
Yeah.
He jumped
I mean, stories is that building. Sheesh. Jeff Luhnow being fired. Someone else said Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch being fired.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved if Jim Crane said, screw you, Robert Manfred, we'll suspend him for a year. We can't turn that back. But you went the Boston Red Sox route where you re-signed Cora.
Yep.
Like, yeah, Luhnow, we'll find it. Your assistant GM will be your interim GM. Espada was here at the time, wasn't he? He's going to be the interim manager for a year. But whenever their suspension's done, they're back and the band's staying together. I would have loved that.
Me too.
Well, if we're going 2017 Astros, don't we have to say we want back or the idea to actually start banging the trash cans? Whoever's idea that was. I'm with what I believe you guys think and that most of the league was doing it in different ways. But whoever's idea it was, maybe it was Beltran, whoever's idea it officially was to start banging the trash cans, I would like to have that back.
Nah, I don't want banging trash cans.
What about James Rodney Richard?
No, I want to have it back so it doesn't happen.
J.R. Richard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
J.R. Richard doesn't have a stroke on the mound.
I didn't know that was his full name there.
Yeah, I was a massive fan growing up in Wisconsin.
He was a star.
J.R. Richard was unreal.
He was
and
really
if
good.
James Rodney doesn't have a stroke, and you add him to that staff on some of those teams, whoo.
Yeah, he was nasty. Old school NBA with weekly fights and hard fouls without floppy crybabies. Give me some of that.
That's true.
I love me some physical basketball. Bring back the home run derby with the outs and not the timer. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Without Chris Berman, though. It's so long.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the timer. Give me the outs. It's baseball. Well, I guess it is a timed game now as well. Steroid baseball back. I have a love-hate with the steroid era. I hate what it did to the numbers, but I'm not going to lie. I like Barry Bonds hitting 73. I like Sosa and McGuire. The chase of 98 and also save baseball.
It's actually kind of related to one of mine, which was caring about baseball records. Because, I mean, the idea of chasing home run totals, both career and single season, used to be massive. I mean, I was super interested in them. But ever since, what came out, I can't even tell you what Barry Bonds' career home run total is. Whereas before, 714 was something that was ingrained in you.
Yeah. What was Aaron, 755?
755, yeah.
Yep.
Corey, a healthy T-Mac and Yao tenure. Agreed. I love those two. Also, pros versus Joes.
Yes.
You like that?
I know.
Jerry
I'm
Rice
saying,
did
I'm just
that.
Saying,
I think Clyde did it too.
Did he?
It was kind of fun.
I think I watched one episode and never watched again. I don't think I watched that show very often.
I actually think we had to film part of it. I had to set it up, and we had to. They filmed part of it in Toyota Center.
I watched one episode.
Almost certainly Clyde was on Pros versus Joes.
Joe Schmo is better than Pros versus Joes. What is going on? 1779, the St. Louis Rams. I don't care about St. Louis. I hate that. You know, you probably do. Okay, we'll get to that later. I want regional college football conferences back.
That was one of mine.
That would be really good. Yeah,
I like that, a lot. I want somebody who makes a lot of money, whoever it is, we'll keep politics out of this, to buy college football and go back to regional conferences. That's what I want.
Well, Bezos didn't get the Washington football team. He might as well just go buy college football.
Go buy college football. I want the double-decker back. They kind of have Taco Bell. The Shaq and Dream need to make a reboot. Remember when they were supposed to play one-on-one?
Yeah.
And it got canceled?
Yep.
That would have been funny.
I want some of the old sports arcade games back, like NBA Jam. I don't know if you remember.
He's heating up.
If you remember Baseball Wars. That was a fun one where you played as robots.
What do you mean you want them back? Fight. You can still get your hands on those.
Yeah, I know, but you can't like really. I mean, you're not going to an arcade and finding them actually like plugged in and playing it most places. This is not as prevalent as it was back in the 90s.
Probably not. There's like a few most of those places.
You can go to. I know where I grew up in Deer Park, that we had a movie theater there that was in Pasadena, and you'd go into even at the movie theater, you'd go in and there'd be an arcade with NBA Jam and obviously like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, but all those classic sports arcade games like NBA Jam, Baseball Wars, and there was another one called NFL, what was it, Impact or
Blitz?
Blitz was one of them. No, I'm sorry, I'm thinking there was one in the 90s called Super High Impact.
Oh, I don't that
was
that one.
Super over the top. You'd have player fights, all these really over the top graphics. It was pretty fun.
My favorite video game, this isn't an arcade game, was King Griffey Jr. Baseball.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I thought of that when he was talking about Bo Jackson with the football game.
Love that game.
KG, that was a huge thing.
Who was your team on that game?
King Griffey was the only player named?
Yeah,
the
only player that's right.
Named. Yeah. Who was your team that you would use? I would use the Mariners from time to time.
Yeah.
The Cleveland was pretty salty. Kenny Lofton, Albert Bell.
Tomei.
They had Tomei. Well, I'm not sure.
Kenny Lofton was a starting point guard on a Final Four team.
Yeah,
in Arizona. For Arizona.
Yep. Yeah, Kenny Lofton could go. Yep. I want to see a Carl Everett guy back in Major League Baseball. Flat Earth, no dinosaurs, great aliens and zombies are awesome. The weirdest thing about Carl Everett, I mean, switch hitter, is when he batted left-handed, he had the most close stance you'll ever see. And when he batted right-handed, he had the open stance.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
I think weirder than that was when he showed up to a golf tournament. It was 100 degrees and he was wearing just a sweater vest.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing
no
underneath?
No golf shirt, no t-shirt underneath, just the sweater vest, and it was 100.
The Olympics being live on TV, we get that.
Yeah,
we
get that
for the most part.
I mean, it depends on where it's being held.
Right.
But still, like even like at 3 a.m., you can turn it on USA and watch it live.
I don't know if you see this, but NBC is actually going to debut basically their version of a red zone for Olympic coverage this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work yet, but it should be pretty interesting.
When does that start?
It'll be late July.
It's usually, like the Olympics.
Yeah, it's usually like late July, early August.
It's in Paris. So
yeah, it's in Paris.
I like the Olympics. Colt McCoy's shoulder bag versus Bama.
Oh, my God. Yes, that one hurts. Sprint left option.
Someone said 83 national championship game. It just makes me sad thinking about that.
The keep should have boxed out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Wow, you're putting that on Dream?
He didn't box out. He
didn't go for the ball.
Didn't expect it was going to be an air ball either.
Still got to do your job. Okay. Balls in the air, do your job.
You don't agree with that, Tank?
The toughest thing in basketball to do is plan for an air ball.
That's true. Undesigned.
You would think a missed shot's still going to hit the rim. You got a chance to get it.
Yeah. I want the old NFL rules where they can get leveled. I'm cool with that. The Mike Fiers trade.
Yeah, the big thing is you could touch the quarterback again.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, with all the Bradys and the whining and all they're untouchable.
Here's a good one. I want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think, you know.
That's not really back, but I get you.
As a player, it's kind of like the Reggie Bush thing. I mean, he did it when Ohtani and the story with Ohtani and his interpreter came out. He started signing autographs like that. I saw it was posted on the internet that, you know, Ohtani did what I did. I should be back in the Hall of Fame, or I should get in the Hall of Fame.
I don't care if Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame or not. Couldn't care less. Now, if it was up, because I don't care about the Hall of Fame anymore. Like, I think it's gotten way too well. I'm a baseball voter. I'm going to be able to determine. I'm the gatekeeper on who's getting in. If Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame, if Roger Clemens isn't in the Hall of Fame, if Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame, if Shoeless Joe Jackson isn't in the Hall of Fame, how is that a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, no, the graphic.
Was that a Hall of Fame?
The graphic the other night when they showed Maddux and Clemens, and they did the side by side on the stats, and Clemens has 7 Cy Youngs to Maddux's 3, and the majority of his stats were better than, and Maddux is in, which he deserves, and Clemens may never get in, is pretty much a travesty.
Armando Galarraga has come up, overturned the perfect game call
Joyce. Jim Joyce
at first base.
Yep.
Were you okay with a retroactive perfect game?
Yeah.
I think he deserved it.
We know
it.
The call was wrong. Yeah. The umpire admitted it.
Yeah, he deserves that. He deserves that perfect game.
Especially the replay now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, part of the reason they're giving Reggie Bush the Heisman back is because, like, everybody can make money now. If you had replay back then, like, if you were playing with the current rules and that game was played now, well, it's a challenge. He's out. Perfect game. Armando Galarraga. Or not Armando. What's his name? Something Galarraga.
It's not Andres. Andres is the actual guy that was really
Armando.
Good.
It is Armando Galarraga.
And he was an Astro.
Was he really?
Last time I looked it up, he played like 7 games for the Astros.
The pitcher or the hitter?
The pitcher.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We want the Chargers back in San Diego. I don't care. I don't care where the Chargers are playing football.
I hate cities that have 2 different NFL teams, especially because it's normally L.A. and New York. But I always thought the Chargers, I mean, San Diego's a beautiful spot to have a professional team, but the reason why they lost it is, one, they got a cheap owner, and two, that stadium was a dump. As much as Oakland for baseball and football was a dump.
Bad.
Oh,
never
man.
Went there. I drove by it once, but never went there.
And you're in San Diego. I think cities with great weather are going to be less likely to turn out for
it's the greatest weather in the
Yeah, you're going to go out and be at the beach. Why would you be going to the game?
I mean, did you just hear yourself?
Like, yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. Let's go to the ball game. That sounds great.
Maybe. I don't know. If I was
go to the beach after.
Yeah, maybe so. If I was in San Diego, though.
They had Super Bowls there, though. What was the name of the stadium in
San
Diego?
I remember it being Qualcomm.
Was it Jack Robbie?
Jack Robbie. Something like I knew it was someone's name.
I know it is Qualcomm, but that was probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Qualcomm when they started selling naming.
But it might have been Robbie before then, yeah.
I could not believe the first time. I saw the Packers play there a couple times. I was like, they had a Super Bowl here? I understand at Rice University, that's tough to convince people if they had a Super Bowl in that stadium.
It was so early, though.
The San Diego Stadium was a dump.
It's probably because of the weather. Isn't that when the Niners won? Like, they beat the...
It was Dolphins-Vikings at Rice. Oh,
no, I meant at Qualcomm.
Oh.
I think that was the one where Steve Young went nuts.
No, because they were playing the Chargers, and the Chargers didn't play in their home stadium.
Okay, well, that's probably why I thought that then, because they were beating up on the Chargers. I want the Arrows and Comets back in Houston.
The Comets?
A little WNBA. Really? What's wrong with that?
No, nothing.
I wouldn't mind having
Caitlin
Clark.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw the H on
Houston.
The helmets yesterday.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. Arrows, if they're an NHL team, give me. I would love that.
Houston over Salt Lake City for an NHL team would be great.
I would love the fact if we get some NHL here. I want less fouls and whistles in sports, more emphasis on good defense. I like that. I don't like the bunch of whistles and stuff.
I'd like to see replay used where it's most effective as it relates to sports, especially basketball. Don't have a coach have to have one challenge and have to hang on it the whole game when the objective is supposed to be to make the calls right. And the first year they did it where at least in the final 2 minutes the referees could go to the replay. Because now more times than not, you just have to tip your cap to a missed call instead of getting the call right.
Okay. It's a very nuanced one. Did they have that in the past?
Yeah, in the past, in the final 2 minutes or final minute, the officials could use the replay whenever they felt justified. And then they went down for time-consuming reasons. They went down to the coach has to be able to still have his challenge, not challenge something else and lose it, do all the stuff. And then you know that a ball went off a guy's hand with 5 seconds left or whatever, and you don't see the right outcome.
I want baseball with no designated hitter. How do you feel about that one?
No.
I hate that idea.
I don't like that at all.
I'm a bit old school when it comes to baseball, but I'm also kind of progressive and a little radical. I hate this idea. In fact, I have a good cash it or trash it for next week. That's very radical baseball idea. Very radical.
Everybody was losing their mind because Maldi was an automatic out. It was awful when a pitcher hit. I couldn't stand it.
I can't either. Every level of baseball has a designated hitter nowadays, too. We've moved past that. Like, we're no longer there. Like, when they started this rule, like, baseball, like, pitchers used to be able to hit. Mm-hmm. Now we've evolved to where you have pitchers only. You have offensive players. I like the universal
Jim Abbott could do it with less than.
Jim Abbott was in the American League.
Jim Abbott also played the National League. He hit a home run.
Did he? Yep. Jim Abbott hit a home run with one arm?
Uh-huh. Well, he had an arm. He had his fingers. He had a nub, but he hit a home run.
How did he hit a home run with a nub?
Through a no-hitter, too, right?
Yeah, but that's easier to do than a home run.
Obviously.
If you have one arm, it's easier to throw a no-hitter than it is to hit a home run. How did Jim Abbott hit a home run?
Carefully?
He played in the NL 1 year. I don't know if I believe this. I don't know if I believe this. We'll look it up during, during the break. 713-780-ESPN.
Did you say Jack Murphy?
No, he didn't. He said...
I said Jack Robbie. Said Jack, I misspoke, though.
I think Robbie might have been San Fran.
No, I'm thinking about Joe Robbie. Jack Robbie was actually Miami.
Joe Robbie Stadium was in Miami.
Yeah, I think I was confusing Miami Stadium.
All right, let's get Blanker's takes on this new uniform. And this, they had this Texans party yesterday for these jerseys. Brian was right. It was lit. And they were doing something that I think is really stupid. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, right now a moment for Vanderford Air Conditioning. Vanderford Air is phenomenal. They're locally owned and operated by a family-run business that cares about you. And we know that the dog days of summer are coming. We've heard on the weather after the cool mornings this week, that's the last you're going to see of temperature in the 50s for the foreseeable future, maybe till October or November. That means your air conditioning system and your HVAC unit better be up to snuff or you're going to be in trouble. What I love about Vanderford is they care about their customers, but more so than that, they back up everything they do with 100% money-back guarantee. That means right now, before it gets too hot, if you want to get your AC unit checked out, you want to get your HVAC system up to snuff, whether it's a part or just the service or a whole new unit, everything is 100% money-back guaranteed. They're going to take care of you every step of the way. 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That the unit's going to perform the way it's supposed to perform. The workmanship and the maintenance and everything that was done by their workers is going to be at the highest level. The comfort assurance guarantee that the temperature and everything about whatever the part was or whatever the unit is that they put in is working for you at its maximum. And the best value at the lowest cost to you. No risk, customer trust, all guaranteed. All by the best in the business. If it's a plumbing issue, same thing. You need a repipe, they can handle it. You need something else done because you've got plumbing issues, they can take care of you. They take care of everything so you don't have to. And the best thing, it's all 100% money back guaranteed. And they do it with another guarantee that you're going to love. If you call them within 24 hours, they're going to be at your doorstep. That means you're not going to have to wait days and weeks on end when the heat is just grueling and you don't have AC or something's wrong with one. You've had a pipe burst or there's something wrong with your plumbing. They're going to be there within 24 hours when you call them. What else do you need? Everything's backed up, guaranteed, and they're going to take care of every step of the way. Check them out today, VanderfordAir.com, or call them because it's an easy to remember number. 281-557-COOL, 281-557-COOL.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Blank and Branham. Blankers wasn't here yesterday. He was at the pub with Glenn Davis at 9:19 while he didn't do the show. So we didn't hear Blanker's thoughts on the four new Texans uniforms. Blankers, what did you think?
I was disappointed that one, the guy opening the boxes or however it leaked out, the helmet was right. I think Comets, when I see the age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he got fired or not, but that
I
was
saw
it.
Dre said in the Twitch chat that he did.
Okay.
That they fired three guys.
I could see that. Because they were mad about the guy that took the pictures in the old Astrodome bathroom of the uniforms and then had to release their own version within 24 hours. So they got to be hyper mad about the helmet leak. I like the uniforms themselves. Let me start there. I like the different variations. I wish there would have been more H-Town blue. I understand now and have seen and read some of the articles about the fact that Amy Strunk and the Adams family made a stink throughout the process and that there was, you know, concessions made with the league involved. And this was at least a start. But it's disappointing that if you're going to have the H-Town blue in the uniform, that it wasn't a more dominant in one of the four uniforms. My biggest point of contention with all of it were the helmets. I thought that the helmets... I think in the red helmet, if those are truly going to be bullhorns and that's what you were after, the fact that they're black with an accent line, basically you can barely see them and I don't think they show up at all and nothing jumps off the helmet. And the H to me, like I said, the first thing I looked at, I thought about the old Comet secondary logo going, that's not what they should have been after. That's not the kind of, when I think Yankees or Tigers, it's just kind of exudes the classy portion of that kind of old school font style. The helmets got me the wrong way. But the rest of the uniforms, I really love. I love the fact that there's variation. There's a lot of bright color. There's a lot of kind of eye-catching to it, which is great. But I thought the helmets were a miss.
Yeah, those specifically, those two?
Yeah, I don't mind the darker blue helmet with the original logo. I really liked the original logo on the red helmet. I thought it jumped. Uh-huh. I thought it was great. The one thing that I thought about, if you weren't going to do the bullhorns, what else could you do? If I have a problem, I should come up with a solution.
Sure.
Well, if you could go with, not to what Brian mentioned, the old Bills helmets that had the kind of outline of a bill in red. I didn't want that. But you think about that statue outside of NRG, that angry, really tough bull. If you wanted to go that route, you could do that, and that would be a different variation where it would get the aggressive, powerful bull on the helmet. I think it was a miss on just trying to recreate the horns. Plus, the Vikings do it, and it's hard to tell what the Viking helmet is, but you're supposed to believe it's the Viking horns. I didn't like the helmets. I don't like the H.
I liked them. I liked the red helmets more than I thought. I want the horn to be one solid color.
Like if it was white.
If it was one solid white, I think it'd be sharp.
Really? Right? Agree.
White would be my first option, but even a solid blue I think would be better. The other ones, I mean, the other helmets we've talked about, I think they're terrible. Now, what did you think of the H-Town logo on the skull of the traditional helmet?
I like it.
It looks sharp whenever it's only one color.
It really does, and it jumps. I like it a lot. I like the fact that the best part of the H helmet is the fact that the other logo is on the back part of the helmet. Yeah. I think that's a sweet move. We used to laugh about the fact when they said they made uniform changes, and all it was adding something to the collar in the back. Now you see a lot of change, and change everybody talks about is good. This team didn't have the history with logos like some of the old school NFL teams. So I'm all about changing the uniforms, changing the look and feel, and adding a color. It's just that the helmets came across to me as USFL, XFL, kind of when you had enough to work with there that I thought you could have done better.
Yeah, fair enough. Give us the four grades, because we graded them yesterday. The traditional blue ones, the home ones.
The uniform itself?
The full package.
I'll give that an 8.
8-0?
Yeah.
Okay, the white ones that were leaked, the away uniforms.
7.5.
7.5, all right. The red ones?
I hate the helmet, man. I love everything else.
Total package?
Total package is a 6.5.
Okay, and then the City Connects.
So 4.
4? That was higher than
trying
I gave
to be
it.
Generous.
So your traditional blue is your favorite.
Yep.
And then your traditional white's your second favorite.
Yeah, if the red one had that helmet with the original logo on it, the red one would be my favorite.
The white one was my favorite. The blue was my second. The traditional blue one was my second favorite. I hope that they mix and match pants with tops and then helmets. I wonder if they eventually mix and match those two down the road.
I know that it was a big thing for them to be the first team to have multiple helmets as part of the multiple uniforms. And I get it's all about the almighty dollar and having as much marketability to sell. But I'm with you. And I would hope that they could change or alter from year to year even. Like, because I really believe that. If the red helmet, if you're not going to go with the traditional logo, if you would just do similar to like the Bulls logo with the white and the center where the horn goes through the skull. Uh-huh. So there's like the fur there, whatever, however you do that. I would be all in for something like that. But it's too hard to decipher what's on the side of the helmet for if horns or otherwise.
Yeah. So they had the Texans party yesterday, the uniform release party, 12 hours after they released the uniforms. 713 Music Hall was the setting, which, I mean, it looked like a fun time. I think it's smart to do this. You sell your merch, all of this. So they brought in some tattoo artists. And for any fan that wanted to get a tattoo of the logos, they were there ready to tattoo anybody, any fan who wanted the new logo. No, I don't think so. It doesn't say that in the story as I was reading the Houston Chronicle this morning. What kind of fan is this weird? Is this like the fact that you're getting the tattoo at this party with these tattoo artists? Yes, they're professionals, but where do you stand on this where fans are getting the tattoos of the logos immediately?
I'm not a fan of it because first thing that screams to me is liability. From a business perspective, I'm thinking if someone gets infected, if something goes wrong, if they suddenly go back and say, that's not what I asked for, that's not exactly what I wanted, I think there's a lot of risk with the team from a lot of different perspectives, but that's permanent. That's not like, you know, fly by night, like the ones you used to get when you were a kid, you could wash them off after a week or so, or they'd come off in the shower. That's permanent. That's risky.
Look, if you want to get a tattoo of the logo, it's your body. It's your decision. You should do with that what you want. You know, the thing that I find, like in this type of setting, there's a lot of peer pressure here.
Sure.
A lot of peer pressure in this type of setting.
And a lot of alcohol.
A lot of alcohol, a lot of peer pressure. I think the Texans bullied their fans into getting tattoos. I think Hannah and Cal McNair bullied their fans. They gave them a little bit of liquid courage. Here you go. You talk about the the how clean it is. You have all these people, yay, new logo, new jersey, all of these things. I think they bullied their fans into tattooing their body with their logos.
Like if it's the full H-Town, the way they have it on the back of the helmet, that's something that will transcend time. You can have that for a long period of time. But depending on which logo you get, there's a chance it could swing and miss. It's not a great look.
Your body, your decisions.
Wasn't it Jason Terry that got the Celtics championship? He got the Celtics logo with NBA champions when he got traded to the Celtics with KG and Pierce and all them, and then they never won it? And now he's got a Celtics logo on his arm forever?
If you got tattooed yesterday at the Texans uniform unveiling, I want to hear from you. 713-780-ESPN. The McNairs, this guy said I thought it was cool, but then again, I'm covered in tattoos. Fair enough. To me, it's more about the setting. I don't care if you get the logo on your body. That's cool if you really want to do that. But the setting, you got drinks passed around. This is this whole party. I feel like they're peer pressuring fans into tattooing their body with their logo. That's free advertisement for the McNairs. This is shameful. Absolutely shameful. By the way, Jim Abbott, people are texting us in. Jim Abbott didn't hit a homer, but recorded 2 hits out of 21 at-bats and had 3 RBIs.
And he didn't have a homer. So better than Jose Abreu?
He had a homer in college.
Not professionally, at least. Not at the big league level,
okay.
At least.
All right.
I don't know about his minor league stats. I don't know about his college stats. But yeah, he was 2 out of 21, 3 RBIs, and finished his career with a .095 batting average, which is above
Jose
the
Abreu.
Legal limit of drinking. And it is above of Jose Abreu.
Can we sign pitchers to hit better than Jose Abreu?
I think Brandon Backe could do it. I think Mike Hampton can do it.
Mike Hampton.
Lance
sure.
McCullers might be able to do it. Zach Greinke for sure.
Oh, what's his name? Rick Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel, who was a hitter more recently than he was a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Yes. He was a former Astro.
Dontrell Willis was a good hitter.
Dontrell Willis.
Carlos Zambrano was a good hitter.
Who was Zambrano? Was very
Zambrano
good.
Was.
Oh, Mad Bum.
Yeah, Mad Bum was a good
Mad
hitter.
Mad Bum could hit.
Yeah.
Y'all are old. The red jerseys and helmets are the best. Yeah,
I don't disagree. I said if the helmet was better, you're right.
Blankers is old, and I identify as an old person, so you're on to something there. 713-780-3776. Willabits coming up next. You never know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be great. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, I was just talking about it because I was recommending that you get to Vanderford Air, if any, to get your air conditioning ready. But the fact is you need to get your whole house ready for the dog days of summer. We know that the cool is probably behind us now. And now it's time to worry about dealing with the record-breaking heat. Don't wait until summer. Make your home more energy efficient right now and call the great people at Allstate Windows and Siding. And they are going to take care of you in a multitude of ways. Your home is your biggest investment. Whether you want to do both at the same time or you want to consider which one would be more efficient right away, new windows are going to be the best for you because they're going to do everything to keep energy in your house. The cool in, the heat out. They're going to be protectant during hurricane season, which we all know is a major thing to take into consideration. And if you do what I did when I got them just a few months ago, they're going to upgrade the value and the overall curb appeal and look of your entire house from the outside. It was fantastic. And it was painless. Mary started the process with me when we were started to talk about pricing and windows and what to look at. And then her brother came out with the free estimate and also told us which windows to do and how to do them best. Then they did great work and the results speak for themselves. We could not be happier, and you are going to save up to 40% on your energy bills. The same thing with the siding. It's forget about painting and staining and repairing the outside of your house on a consistent basis. Siding gives you that ultimate hard shell finish on your entire house, protects you from the elements like we were talking about. And it makes a difference that lasts for a long period of time. Plenty of colors to choose from as well. Right now, they're doing lots of specials. 30% off on all windows, $2,500 on a complete siding job. You can call for your free home estimate where they will come to you and tell you exactly what they could do. All you got to do is pick up the phone, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
The Killer Bees are back. And I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play Point Blank.
What an enormous spin. Point blank. So it's the second option. The blank rant for the ages. What do you got for us, Blank?
I don't know if it's for the ages, but it's for H-Town. And the fact is, I was really looking forward to, and you guys highlighted, you know, doing all the mom duties yesterday and having a kid homesick. I was so looking forward to watching baseball last night. I was like, man, I'm going to get to 6:30. I'm going to be in the living room. I'm going to be able to watch baseball and enjoy an evening for once watching baseball. And I was so disgusted, I started turning it off after the first inning. And it got me to thinking in a multitude of ways about how on a daily basis we see all the fingers pointed, the crosshairs. Fans have every right to be passionate, right? They that's what they do as being fans. They get fanatical. And so it's part of the reason why we do what we do is so that you can lash out even further than you can on the internet sometimes. And you can voice your opinions. So I find the passion is what's beautiful about when fans lash out at the Astros right now. But what I'm really starting to piss me off is no matter who you blame, the fact is, aside from one little Justin Verlander rant about getting your heads out of your butts, I see a whole lot of I don't care right now in the Astros. I see the body language. I see getting down runs and then not being able to climb back Towels Hill and get back into ball games with one exception. I see guys that need to start looking in the mirror, looking at the locker next to them. I see guys that need to be more passionate about this team being too good to suck this bad. It drives me nuts that we're sitting there, and from an ownership perspective, too, I could point the finger in a multitude of directions of guys that need to be more passionate, to put more care in what they're doing on a daily basis. I really believe more and more that the general manager and the manager's hands are tied. Jim Crane, just because you won two championships, just because that you write the checks, doesn't mean that you could just let this team wallow around right now in mediocrity. There's three first basemen out there that you could sign. There's still pitchers out there that you could look at to try and do something to make this team better. There's moves that could be made, and overall, frankly, the other thing that really sucks is I don't think we really took the time to appreciate the golden era of Astros baseball, the run that we've been on over the last several years, and how many nights, night in, night out, it got me through summer months watching sports and watching good baseball. But this is an embarrassment right now in the way they're playing baseball. This is absolutely unacceptable in the way that the results are stacking up with losses. And too many people need to care a whole lot more than the people right now that don't really seem to care enough at all.
Worry about to lose you in these summer months whenever the Astros got
you know
through?
How I get. I punch steering wheels. I get mad when they blow games that they should win. I keep track of those kind of things to see how many in a year. And I live for good baseball. And last night, the fact that I was legitimately thinking I'm going to watch nine innings of good baseball in a great venue and get to sit down and just relax and watch baseball. And an inning in, I was just disgusted with the entire product.
It's 5-0 after you were blinking.
Yes.
You made it sound like we were going to lose you there a couple of years ago as the Astros got you through as you were lying on your deathbed. Who did you see that didn't that doesn't care? I'm just curious.
I just think offensively, there's a whole lot of I don't care. I just don't see any emotion at all. I don't think I'm not the kind of guy that thinks that you need a players only meeting. You know, I think Ron Washington had one 3 games in. And I don't
Did he
need,
really?
Yeah, and I don't need multiples like in the years past when the Astros were constantly down the stretch looking for answers and there was demands for that. But when you think about Carlos Correa, when you think about George Springer, when you think about guys that were the emotional leaders in this clubhouse, one thing that I would like to see more from Joe Espada is a little more fire. We used to talk about, will Dusty ever get thrown out of a game? But find some time when you can show your team you got their back, you're pissed off, and we're not going to take it anymore. And I don't need a Twisted Sister video, but I need guys that are going to stand up and show that they care. Not just, we hear in the clubhouse, the veterans care. How do we know that? Yeah. And the product that you're seeing on the field, the body language, the fact that when they get down, it's almost like now there's no fighting chance to get back into it, is not what we've seen during this golden run of Astros baseball.
It's funny because I was telling my friends today, those two people I know, that I do want to see a spot of ejection. Like I do
no
want to see, I want to see some, I want to see some fire from the manager, the most interesting manager in the world. Because that's been very
even Alex Cintron in the past would stir it up with other players and get involved, and there was a lot of passion in the dugout.
Yeah,
I look in the dugout between innings, and it looks like a bleep show. The only emotion last night was JP France pissed at an umpire.
There was the I can't remember what game it was. I think it was in Washington when they played the Nationals. And I think it was a pitch clock thing. But you had Omar Lopez was on the top step.
Oh, they they stopped play.
That was in Washington, right?
Yes, it was.
Like, Omar Lopez was on the top step, giving the home plate umpire the business, and then you can see, like, a spotter behind him, and it's like, well, I guess I better go out there, and, like, goes out there. It's like, why aren't you on the top step?
He almost someone the other way kind of casually, yeah. And then was like, okay, I'm going out. And as much as we used to ride Dusty, like, get tossed, show some emotion, that was a good baseball team where we were wanting to show emotion. Why aren't more people clamoring for more emotion, not just from him, but the guys that we make fun of to some degree about being the emotional leaders of this team?
That video image of that, like we're discussing, I was like, Omar Lopez is the manager of this team. Mm-hmm. They should have hired Omar Lopez.
We like, talked
in
about that.
In that one spot, it's like he's the guy on the top step giving the home plate umpire the business. Like, just give me a little bit of fire here and there. Give me a little bit of that fire. Well, I do want to see that.
Aside from a Verlander, too, when the law firm, when Miller and Murphy, when we know the pitching woes, or you got a guy that's struggling, aside from Fromber, get out there and get in someone's ass. Start lighten them up a little bit, fire them up, and say, you know what, pull up your big boy pants and start throwing strikes, get guys out, do what you do. But Cintron used to get tossed, guys used to be emotional, players used to be I see nothing right now, and that's on everybody. Crane should be the guy taking literal ownership in a lot of this, too, because he hates the fact that he's getting blamed for all this crap. Well, aside from trying to do everything to just light a fire under Jose Abreu, try and light a fire under your whole squad until you get healthy.
You mentioned a couple of first basemen that are out there. Garrett Cooper got DFA'd by the Cubs. This was the name we were talking about a couple of years ago whenever the deadline came around. It was 22. He was an all-star in 22. But Garrett Cooper's not – first off, he's cheap. He's making like –
1.5.
$1.5 million this year. It's his only year in his deal, so this isn't a long-term commitment. Garrett Cooper is not a game changer. Like, he's not going to come in here and hit 40 home runs and, you know, just totally change who the Astros were or are, like Trey Mancini did whenever he hit those two home runs in that one game immediately after the trade and then made the best defensive play in the World Series when they won it. Like, he's not going to be a game changer for the Astros. But is Garrett Cooper better than Jose Abreu? Yes. Is Garrett Cooper, if you're hell-bent on keeping Jose Abreu on this team, which they are, is he better than John Singleton? Also, yes. He's DFA'd. All you have to do is claim him off of waivers. He's making $1.5 million. If the Astros do not put a claim in on Garrett Cooper, they don't care about improving their baseball team, and I can't take them seriously as a real organization. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know they've won a ton of games, but they're no longer acting like a serious organization. If you let a guy who is better than both of your first basemen, easily better than your backup first baseman, and he's making $1.5 million this year. Oh, yeah, by the way, he can also play the corner outfield a little bit, so he gives you better positional flexibility. If Garrett Cooper is unclaimed by the Houston Astros, and maybe somebody else claims him with a worse record, there's not many of them in baseball.
We talked about yesterday, or 2 days ago, about Abreu possibly going there, and whoever you mentioned playing first base is scuffling mightily to where they said they need
Gavin
first
Sheets.
Base. Though. Someone.
Or Andrew Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn's struggling. They were looking for help at first base.
I don't think they're. I mean, they're not trading Abreu, but whatever.
No, I'm saying if they want to go get Cooper.
If they claim
same
Cooper.
City.
Yeah. Like, if somebody else claims Garrett Cooper, that's ahead on the waiver priority, not many teams ahead of them.
Right.
Okay. Like, you couldn't do anything about that. But if we find out, which they're on waivers for like 72 hours, if we find out that the Astros have not put in a claim on Garrett Cooper in a game, not a game changer, but somebody who makes your team better, if they don't do that, they're not serious about improving this roster.
No, they are content with what they've done and the run that they've been on, and they're basically telling you, we've done enough, and so we'll just ride this thing out. And they certainly don't want to give money away for free and watch Abreu walk, because that's already seems to be a hot button that they're not willing to face the fact that they're a better baseball team without him. They're going to keep crossing their fingers and finding four relief clovers to try and believe he's going to bust out of it again.
And while I don't agree with that, like, okay, well, I have to respect that that's what they're going to do. Well, then you got another guy that he's also better than. Like, right. Why are you hanging on to John Singleton?
And if you're hanging on to him because he's out of options, and that means you could lose him. Well, losing him and keeping him when he sucks are about the same thing.
Yeah. And then, like, which one's better? Like, Garrett Cooper's a better baseball player than John Singleton. This guy texting in, 5855, I don't know if he's a guy. Brandon Belt is a free agent. I've wanted Brandon Belt for the last 3
Walsh,
weeks.
Who just got released from the Rangers, although he's not having a great year for this year. But in the past, he's been a very good first base. I think he was an all-star 1 year with the Angels. And Cooper.
Yeah.
Those are three guys out there that could at least temporarily solve what is your biggest woe, and you ain't doing anything about it.
Brandon Belt might be out of their price range. Like, yes, I want Brandon Belt. Is the priority winning or is it saving money? Like, okay, that's a conversation we can certainly have. But Brandon Belt could be without, like, outside of their price range, which, okay, like, again, I don't like it. I don't agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from. So if Brandon Belt's out of your price range, we can cross him off the board. Yes, I want him. Yes, it's dumb if they are not willing to sign him if winning's the priority. But you can't make that same argument for Garrett Cooper. No. I'd rather have Cooper
and
than
he's
Walsh.
Having a good year.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cooper than Walsh. Now, Walsh certainly would be an upgrade too, but give me some Garrett Cooper. 4661, can't you trade for DFA players? You can. You can trade for DFA. So if Dana Brown's like, well, let's just lock in Garrett Cooper, so one of these other teams.
That's a Caserio move.
Yeah. Now, the difference here is the Astros waiver claim's really, really good because their record's really, really bad.
Oh, right
so
now.
There's not a whole lot of teams that are ahead of them on the waiver claim. So you could play the whole, well, we don't want to trade a player for Garrett Cooper. But in the same vein, on the other side of my mouth, you could trade a very, very terrible prospect that's someone you have zero hopes for, that has zero chance, and the Cubs would gladly take that because they're getting rid of Garrett Cooper anyways.
And again, if your owner is the puppeteer, and he's Geppetto, and he's pulling the strings no matter what, and you know that there's been a ton of swing and misses that are put squarely on his shoulders, including going out and getting the most expensive closer in baseball history for the years and the amount of money you gave up when all you really had to do was address a couple of arms in the bullpen and a bat, well, then you already spent enough money. So if that means you're willing to spend, that means that you're trying to show everybody you're still in go-for-it mode, then it should be minimal to say, well, if Belt wants nine instead of six, I can do that because I owe it to the team and what the moves I made to try and be in go-for-it mode or spend the money in the wrong areas that I did already. But whether it's one of those guys, two of those guys, or some other way that you're trying to make this team better, do it and do it now. Because you can't
do it,
just
do it now.
How deep of a hole are you going to be in when the starting pitching starts to come back?
If the Astros do not put a claim in on Garrett Cooper, I will be very disappointed. I will be upset with Dana Brown like I was upset with Joe Espada today for not having Jose Abreu in the lineup. What are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-ESPN HRMP. Listener line, your car wrecks of the day. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You all right?
My leg's broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
I had high hopes for Spencer Arrighetti tonight until no Spencer Arrighetti music. I was ready to say that Arrighetti was going to no-hit the Cubs tonight, but now no music for Spencer Arrighetti. He's going to get shelled. He's going to get shelled.
He's doomed. It's my fault.
He is going to be doomed. Coming up next on ESPN 97.5, Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis in studio. He'll be joined by John Aiello, Mexican soccer ownership in Europe, Premier League, and Dynamo. Fascinating conversation. Tigres of Mexico supporter groups in studio, too. So make sure you're tuned in for Soccer Matters coming up at 6 with Glenn Davis, Hall of Fame at 7, and then the Space Cowboys over at 92.5 at 8.05 today. Maybe Joey Loperfido will hit another dong. All right, what are we nominating for car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Car wreck of the day, what are you nominating?
I think it starts with the direction we go most days. And number one on the list has to be Astros related. JP France was awful.
I think JP France is definitely the lead nomination for sure.
JP France, to your point, maybe shouldn't be in the major leagues right now. He just... You know, we've got a couple of those situations, unfortunately, because you look at J.P. France, and you look at Hunter Brown, and you look at the starting pitching that you're dealing with right now going, what the hell are we doing? But again, part of the reason why I was in the rant that I was in is because you don't make my viewing pleasure any better by pitching as badly as you did yet again.
It sucks. Not so bad from the second inning on, but you're right. He's not, wasn't very pretty. Five runs in the first.
I was the play, Mr. Lincoln.
That's right.
Well, and he was trying
That's
to put,
right.
And then he tried to put it on the home plate.
The three-run homer, what's the guy's name?
Tauscher.
The guy that took it the other way into the basket. Like, that's probably not a home run on a normal day. The wind's blowing normal.
Hit two of them.
It happens. I mean, you got to play the conditions. So that's a good car wreck of the day. I want to nominate the NCAA, the Heisman chair or committee or whoever is doing this with their Heisman Trophy winner. They gave Reggie Bush's Heisman back. These cowards, stand on your values. Stand on your values, you Heisman Trust. You're nominated for the car wreck of the day. I'm kidding, kind of. Mostly kidding. What are you nominated, Brian?
There was a decent part of Get Up this morning that decided to debate how the Lakers would do against every other team in the NBA playoffs, except for the team they're down 0-2 to. And I don't know if Mike Greenberg was just trying to use this to justify his Bad Take Boulevard nomination from last week, where he said that the Lakers should lose on purpose so they don't have to face the Nuggets. But he went on this rant, like, how can you say the Lakers wouldn't beat any other Western Conference team except for the team they're down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah.
I think he's in Mike Greenberg, and he's trying to justify it. Mike Greenberg, to me, is Carl Ravitch to you.
Is that bad?
Yes. Oh, I used to go on rants all the time about him every single day, even way before the trade was even a possibility. Aaron Rodgers. He made a story for Aaron Rodgers every day in the middle of the summer for Get Up.
He's a big topic in New York.
Oh, my God. This was before the trade.
Oh, really?
He played another year for the Packers. He was convinced he was going to be – he was gone before training camp. He played another full season in Green Bay, but yet every freaking show he had at least one Aaron Rodgers topic.
3082 says Heisman Award Committee for waiting 20 years to give back Reggie's trophy. I don't know. Not standing on their values. The McNairs, Callan Hanna, peer pressuring fans getting tattoos at their party.
What do you think about the chain that Cal got that Andre Johnson gave him?
It's fine. I mean, I don't think Cal has the drip to pull it off.
That's where I'm going with
this. He's not going to wear it. He's going to put it, somewhere in his house.
It's just so funny, like the leaps and hurdles people jump through to try to make Cal cool. And it was just another example of it.
He just isn't.
Cool Cal. He's very cool.
He is the most awkward, awkward, cool that you have ever seen.
How do you think Cal would sound faking Andre Johnson from the chain last night, Blinkers?
Say it again?
How do you think Cal would sound faking Andre Johnson for the chain?
I'd like to thank my homie, AJ, and the chain that goes with it is like the chain that we have as a bond when we're going to win football games, because every single day at the championship moment.
I don't know where he gets his lisp from. Is it all the grilling he does that he's developed a lisp?
Sometimes I get corn between
over
my
the
teeth.
Years.
I don't like to use those prongs.
We had a texter say, "Did you see the Clemson Georgia baseball game yesterday?" I actually looked up what happened. Clemson lost to Georgia 4-3 in 15 innings. There was a fair foul homer earlier in the game where they didn't give it to Clemson. They would have won earlier. And you can see the replay. The ball goes
around it,
around the foul pole. It disappears, which is a clear sign that it's fair. And they called it a foul ball.
Ooh.
It's worth being car wreck of the day.
Is Angel Hernandez umpiring college?
No.
He's been extremely awful this year.
More awful than normal?
Oh, yeah.
Couple of others here real quick. One lane over the toll bridge, that's bad. Texans involving Sketch on the draft. Tuesday. I like Sketch. All right, what's winning?
JP France.
All right, JP France, congratulations. France. You're the car wreck of the day. It's going to do it for us. Thanks
Astros
to Brian.
Aren't now because Brian didn't play the music.
Yeah, Brian, we should have nominated Brian, quite frankly. All right, thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank, I'm Brian, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, up next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.